now saying about whether this country should have a Muslim registry. ABC's Jonathan Carl with what Trump said and what he's saying now.
Donald Trump's answer to this question about setting up a national database of Muslims in America has set off a furor.
Should there be a database system that tracks the Muslims here in this country?
There should be a lot of systems beyond database. I mean, we should have a lot of systems. And today you can do it. But right now we have to have a border. We have to have strength. We have to have a wall. And we cannot let what's happening to this country happen
to the Muslims specifically, how do you actually get them registered into a database?
It would be just good management. What you have to do is good management procedures. And we can do that.
That prompted condemnation by several of Trump's rivals.
I find it abhorrent that Donald Trump is suggesting we register people. That haunts back to a time that no one wants to go back to.
Hillary Clinton accused Trump of shocking rhetoric. Trump later tweeted, "I didn't suggest a database, a reporter did. We must defeat Islamic terrorism and have surveillance, including a watch list, to protect America." At a campaign event in South Carolina, Trump insisted he has nothing against Muslims.
Here you have Christian people, good people, and the Muslim people over the good people too.
John with us now live from the White House. We want to make this clear, John. Trump is saying he never suggested a database for Muslims, that it was a question posed to him.
That's right, and it's true. He did not suggest this himself. But, David, in all of the back and forth today, there's another thing that Trump did not do. He did not say that he opposes the idea.